off of a high screen, takes it to the hoop, lays it up off the glass and through, and she'll launch from three-point range and buries it.
It's time for Morehead State University basketball on the Eagle Sports Network. MSU broadcasts are sponsored by Eagle Family Sports Pass, Buffalo Wild Wings, Ticket Smarter, the Kentucky Department of Highway Safety, Citizens Bank Morehead, Giovanni's, Tim Short Auto Group, Pepsi, Kentucky Lottery, Whitaker Bank Morehead, and MSU Soar Higher. By Allen's IGA, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware, Bypass Pawn, Clark's Pump and Shop, First Federal Savings and Load, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hardee's, Hinton Mills, Hothead Salon, Linex of Moorhead, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, Your Scott Family McDonald's, Moorhead Tourism, Porter Group Insurance, Right Way Auto Glass, St. Clair Healthcare, Wendy's of Moorhead, and Whitaker Bank Moorhead. Stay tuned. Tip-off is minutes away on the Eagle Sports Network.
And Moorhead State has pulled off the upset.
The views are breathtaking. Experience is hands-on. The instruction is personal. The programs are nationally ranked. The atmosphere is welcoming. It's all here, all in one unique place at Morehead State University, all to help you soar higher.
Can't make it to the store? Play the Kentucky Lottery online, any time of the day or night, anywhere you are in Kentucky. Just download the Kentucky Lottery app or play at kylottery.com. You decide where and when you want to play. Play the Kentucky Lottery online, anywhere, anytime. More games, more chances to win. Hey, anytime is playtime. The Kentucky Lottery, fueling more than $4.4 billion in scholarships and grants. And please play responsibly. Remember, it's just a game.
Is your current financial advisor really listening to you, or just waiting for their turn to talk? Wes A. Holland, your Cave Run area Edward Jones financial advisor, is here ready to listen. He wants to know what's important to you. Wes wants to learn about your goals, so that by working together, he can put you on the financial path that's right for you. Call Wes A. Holland at 606-780-0248 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Apologies for the technical difficulties as it begins its downhill run through the Ohio Valley Conference schedule. The Morehead State women's basketball team will be trying to avoid its first four-game losing skid of the season as it squares off with Tennessee Tech this afternoon in an OVC women's men's twin bill. Eagle fans, this is Tom Lewis along with my partner Matt Schabert. We will now step out for a break on the Eagle Sports Network.
Great seats at a great price. Get them safer, simpler, and smarter with Ticket Smarter. A proud partner to the biggest names in live sports and events, including ESPN events and iHeartRadio. Ticket Smarter has seats for over 125,000 live events and 48 million tickets for sale. All backed with the Ticket Smarter 100% ticket guarantee. Thinking about your next great live event? Think smarter. Think Ticket Smarter. Get your tickets your way guaranteed at TicketSmarter.com.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
Welcome back to the Eblen Center in Cookeville, Tennessee. Another OVC women's men's basketball doubleheader. Joined now by MSU women's coach Kayla Petrie. Kayla, tough task today. Tennessee Tech, you've seen them once already this season. The preseason pick to win the league. First time didn't go so well, but it was 1 year ago to the day that you upset this same Tennessee Tech Golden Eagle team on your court.
So, was it really?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't realize that about the dates, but, you know, kind of the message that I gave the team was, you know, last year, you know, the sites were flipped. We played here first, and it was very similar to our game there in Moorhead. This year, they came out just on fire, standing on the tracks when the train was coming through. We were eyes wide open, and just their transition. Owens went off. Anyway, first half, we were down, I don't know, I think we were down 18, 20, something like that. So very similar to our place. And this is game one. And then this is the first game last year. We second half, we were even with them. Well, that's what we did at home. Second half, we were minus one. So the overall score was really, really big. But the second half of each game was much better. And then what happened the second game at our place, you know, last year, we beat them. And so what I did is I showed them all the little things that we did wrong. It wasn't strategy. It was us beating ourselves. And that's not to take anything away from Tennessee Tech at all. But the missed blockouts, the not tagging in transition, the shooting a wild layup that leads to a 5-on-4 fast break, a live ball turnover. Like, if V has one, or I'm sorry, if V has three and each player has three or four, you add that up, that's a whole lot of my bads. And so that we've got to not beat ourselves. And again, I'm not taking anything away from Tech, because they obviously made shots, but we were much better than we showed at our place. I don't know if we were afraid. I don't know if we were coming off the big win at SEMO. We were excited. I don't know, but I know that that wasn't us. And we've been preaching consistency a lot here lately, and trying to get it going. But I'm gonna stick with my story. I believe that we can beat anybody in this league, and I also believe that if we're not prepared and we're not focused and we don't bring our game, that anybody can beat us. But I guess that's the story of the league.
Yeah, I mean big picture.
Thursday, who was in second? Us, Little Rock, and Eastern.
Mm-hmm.
All three of us lost. Little Rock lost to
the last team
place. I'm not trying to say that,
yeah.
But SIUE was
not
winless.
Won a conference game.
Martin beat Eastern Illinois. Both those teams are very good. The record, just like Tennessee Tech, you can't let their record fool you. And then Little Rock lost to who did they lose to?
Oh, you asked me too quickly.
I know.
Was it SEMO? We'll check. And
yeah, I don't even remember who it was. It was somebody I wouldn't have thought they would have lost to.
Yeah.
It was Lindenwood.
Lindenwood. That's right. That's right. I mean, that's the thing about this conference this year. You right now are one game out of second place, two games out of being out of the tournament altogether, potentially. There's so much parity, so much balance, with the exception of maybe Southern Indiana, who looks like they're going to run away with things, but everybody else, right there.
Well, I guess it's a good thing that there's a lot of basketball left, and you know, we'll get a little separation one way or the other the more games we play, and it's our job just to take care of business when we have the opportunity. And hopefully the girls are in a good frame of mind. They seem to be focused. We had a good practice last night and a good walkthrough this morning. I do know that Tennessee Tech is very hard to play anywhere, but especially here, so our start will be very, very critical.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, Coach Kayla Petrie. Back after this on the Eagle Sports Network.
Are you having trouble with your Medicare benefits cards, such as utilities, grocery, and over-the-counter? The Porter Group Medicare Resource Center is here to help you with those issues. Call us at 606-780-1387, and we will be glad to help you with your plan perks, diabetic supplies, prepaid cards, and more. That's 606-780-1387. Find us online at PorterGroupInsurance.com.
Moorhead Salon in Pinecrest Plaza, Moorhead is the official hair salon of Moorhead State Athletics. Men, women, and children, Hotheads makes everyone look their best, and walk-ins are always welcome. Hotheads is an integrity scruple salon and carries only the best hair care products. Call 784-4688 for an appointment. That's 784-HOTT. Or drop in and see Beverly and her staff. The doors open at 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday for your convenience. Hotheads Salon in Moorhead. Like them on Facebook.
The always ready for breakfast deal.
Going to bed already?
Yep. Breakfast at Mickey D's tomorrow.
So?
Sooner I go to bed, sooner it'll be morning. Sooner I'll be at Mickey D's.
This is actually brilliant.
You can come too. Turn out that light.
For a limited time, buy a sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles. Get another for a dollar. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Valid for product of equal or lesser value.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Moorhead and Owingsville.
When it comes to building, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Moorhead is the place to start. We can help in every phase of your project from the ground up. Big Four has the lumber, trusses, and the metal or shingles you'll need too. In other words, bring those plans to us and we'll make that plan happen. From the kitchen cabinets to windows and doors, it's Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Moorhead, helping Rowan and surrounding counties to build their dreams for over 45 years. Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware on Flemingsburg Road at I-64 in Moorhead. Ace is the helpful place.
Back in Cookeville, Tennessee. Again, apologies for the earlier technical difficulties. Starting us a little bit off schedule, but we'll try to make up some ground as we near tip time for Moorhead State and Tennessee Tech. Another OVC basketball doubleheader starting with the women, and we'll take a look at the starting lineups for this first game. Starting with the Golden Eagles of TTU. They are 9-11 on the year, 4-5 in OVC competition. Golden Eagles fell to conference-leading Southern Indiana 81-72 Thursday night here at Eblen, at the Eblen Center in their last outing. They start four guards and a forward, Malia Owens, the preseason OVC Player of the Year, highlighting that starting cast, a 5'9 grad student from Georgetown, Kentucky, averaging 15 points, 3.5 rebounds, and 3 assists a game. Regan Hurst, another guard, a 5'10 sophomore from Baxter, Tennessee, at 9 points and 3 boards a game. Regan Grimes, a 5'10 sophomore from Nashville, Tennessee, is the third guard, 10 points, 5.5 rebounds a game. And the fourth guard, Peyton Carter, a 5'8 senior from Abingdon, Virginia, 5.5 markers, 4.6 caroms a game. And the lone forward in the starting lineup, Anna Walker, a 6-foot senior from Cleveland, Tennessee. She averages 8.2 points and 4 rebounds a game. Coach Kim Rosemond in her 8th season at the TTU helm. She's 124-108 over that span. Moorhead State comes in having dropped 3 straight to fall to 10-10 on the season, but still a 5-4 above 500 OVC ledger. The Eagles lost 71-58 at Tennessee State Thursday in their last contest. Starting lineup today features Veronica Charles at one of the guard spots, a 5'4 senior from Otukpo, Nigeria, averaging 12.5 points, 3.5 rebounds, 4.5 assists, and 2.5 steals a game. Katie Novick will get the start at the point, 5'9 freshman from Grodna, Belarus, averaging 11 points, 4.7 caroms, and 3.8 helpers a game. Haley Rhodes, one of the other guards, a 5'11 sophomore from Keller, Texas, 9.8 points and 5 rebounds a game. And the forwards are Blessing King and Michaela Hall. King, a 5'10 sophomore from Columbus, Ohio, at 5.5 points and 9.7 boards an outing. And Hall, a 6'1 junior from Lawton, Oklahoma, 2 points, 2.8 rebounds a game. Kayla Petrie's in her third season at the Eagle helm, where she's 22-57. Tennessee Tech leads the all-time series with Moorhead State 68-31. The Golden Eagles took this season's first meeting 79-56 about a month ago in Moorhead. Our officials today, Adam Ryder, Judith Diehouse, and Shim Rivera. We'll take one more one-minute break, come back and get set for tip-off right after this on the Eagles Sports Network.
Go-To Solutions and Line X of Moorhead is your one-stop shop for auto accessories and Line X spray-in bedliners. They can help you stop rust and corrosion on your vehicle with Value Guard rust proofing and undercoating that provides a superior solution to protect your vehicle from rust and corrosion caused by weather and winter road treatments. Go-To Solutions and Line X of Moorhead is now offering new services performed by trained technicians such as top brand wheels and tires, the latest technology for mounting tires without damaging your wheels, road force balancing equipment to eliminate vibrations, brakes, shocks, and struts, custom exhaust and suspensions. Machining, fabrication, and engineering also provided. They're located at 25 Park Drive, Morehead, Kentucky, just off Interstate 64 at the Farmer Sharkey exit 133. You can call 606-784-1155. They offer a military discount with valid ID. Go to Solutions in Linex and Morehead, located just off I-64 exit 133 in the industrial park.
Courtside at the Evelyn Center in Cookeville, Tennessee, as Morehead State and Tennessee Tech get set to square off in an OVC women's men's basketball doubleheader. Tom Lewis joined now by my partner for the day, Matt Schabert. Matt, good to be back alongside you, my friend.
Yeah, a little break of hometown here.
So yeah.
This is family time, but I'm back in the arena today, so glad to be here. And it's kind of a special place for me. Graduated from Tech here. Spent a lot of time shooting baskets on this court as a kid, so always fun to be back here.
Always fun to see your dad as well, Rob, a fixture around the OVC for many years, member of the Tennessee Sports Hall of Fame, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep, this summer, correct.
Let's talk a little bit about this game and some keys. An issue for Morehead State led.
Your annual homecoming tailgate party was a rousing success. You caught up with your weird cousin Phil. You and your buddy Dave were crowned cornhole champions. Your famous potato salad drew rave reviews. The home team even won. But the best part was what didn't happen. You didn't drive home buzzed. You got a ride home from your cousin Phil, who may be weird, but also definitely sober. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid with funds through the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety.
Again, apologies for technical difficulties, having some power issues here at courtside, not just impacting us, but also the home radio crew. So we have misery loves company today. The effort has been an issue, Matt, and I'd like to see the Eagles come out with a little more energy.
Yeah,
today.
Play with a purpose today. Not that it hasn't 100%, but it seemed like it was a little bit lacking in the last couple of games. And got to bring it the whole time, all 40 minutes.
Second chance is big today, too. Three top offensive rebounding teams in the OVC facing off today.
Yeah, and Morehead State didn't do quite as good a job at Tennessee State the other day as they normally did. So, yeah, go ahead and get on the boards and make those second chance points count.
Ball in the air. Opening tip taken by Morehead State, and we're underway here in Cookeville. Katie Novick with the basketball, pounding the dribble between the circles. Started out top by Malia Owens. Gives it to Haley Rhodes, right back to Novick, high right. Now to Hall straight away, swings it around left wing to Charles. She'll rotate into the top of the key. Over to Rhodes now. On the wing, back to Charles, who underhands it to Novick, high right. Gets it underneath the Blessing King, hesitates twice, puts it up and gets it to go off the glass. And Morehead State, the early 2-0 lead. Peyton Carter brings it across midcourt for the Golden Eagles. Gives to Hurst, to Grimes, now to Malia Owens, high right. Out top to Anna Walker. So all five Golden Eagles touch the ball on the first trip down. Reagan Grimes tries an up and under move, but has the shot attempt blocked out of bounds baseline. And TTU will keep it with 15 on the shot clock.
Interesting to see about Peyton Carter today. Not a huge scorer, but in the first game had 13 and was a big factor.
Grimes takes the inbounds from the baseline, misses the pull-up jumper off the back of the iron. Pass ahead to Novick, but she was falling to her backside, and now Morehead State somehow ends up with the basketball anyway.
I look back. I didn't see how keen
I'm
got
not
it.
Sure either. Charles drives the lane, scoops, gets it to roll over the front of the rim, and good. And the Eagles start out with a 4-0 lead. Carter again with the basketball across the division line. Gets it to Hurst, now down low to Walker. She goes to work against Michaela Hall, and Walker can't get the shot to go, but does draw the foul on Hall, and she'll get free throws.
Well, Hall got caught in a spot where she didn't quite know if she wanted to jump and defend or not, but most of the time, if you're going to jump in the air, even if you get the block with your body, you're going to be called for a foul. That she was just kind of out of position there.
Anna Walker on the season, a 91.7% free throw shooter. This is a really good free throw shooting Tech team overall. Gets the first to rattle home.
And Blessing King has gone out of the game, Tom, and looks like she may have got hit in the mouth because Kyle Wolf, our trainer, is over there administering what looks like some dental work or something over there, but she was really hurting. I think she'd be okay, but she had to come out for the time being.
She took a shot to the throat in the Tennessee State game. Walker's second free throw also on the money, and it's 4-2 Morehead State.
Yeah, she's definitely bleeding or something from the mouth, so we'll see. Hopefully she can come back in.
Eagle basketball, Haley Rhodes. Relentless pressure, loses the basketball to Hurst, who streaks the other way, lays it up and over. Katie Novick misses the layup, but Novick called for the foul. And again, TTU will go back to the line.
It's just the silly turnovers again. And that was actually a nice steal by Tech there. I think it may have been Owens or somebody got their hand in as they're going in for the drive and a good poke away.
Both of these teams get to the free throw line with frequency. And TTU the better of the two in terms of free throw percentage as Hurst gets the first to fall. Second one up. Rims off no good, too strong, but the offensive rebound kicks out to Grimes.
It's a good anticipation. Grimes came all the way around from that position to get that rebound.
Hurst gets it to Grimes, right side, out to Peyton Carter, to Walker, over to Owens. Three-point try left corner, no good. Fight for the rebound. Owens chases down her own miss. Took it away from Veronica Charles. Crossover dribble against Haley Rhodes, right side. Spin move on the low block, puts it up with the left hand, and it will fall. And TTU takes its first lead, 5-4. Morehead State started with a 4-0 run. The Tech Golden Eagles now on a 5-0 run to answer. Novick with the basketball. Passes out of a double team out top to Rhodes. Working in against Grimes, puts it up off the glass, and it will spin around and go.
Thought it was going to be too hard, but she got a nice roll on that one.
Back and forth we go here in the early going. Eagles now with a 1.65 advantage, 7.5 to play, opening quarter. Walker straightaway three, too strong, and Novick will guard in for the rebound for the Eagles. She'll dribble it ahead herself, and then wisely backs it out, then takes it back down the lane again. Her shot blocked by Hurst, but Hurst got her with the body as well, and Katie Novick will get free throws.
Nobody else touched the ball there. Novick went in, circled around twice, and then saw the opening and a good kind of delayed shot there to get the body call.
Novick, a 63% free throw shooter, but that percentage down to just over 60% in OVC play. She struggled quite a bit lately at the stripe. First one up. This one's right on the money. And it's 7-5 MSU.
Not a lot of fans in here, but the band down to our left is absolutely banging on tables and screaming and holler. They're all up front, so good job by the band here to provide some atmosphere, and it's pretty loud down there.
Novick hits the second free throw. Blessing King back on the floor for Morehead State. Good to see you after that early pop in the mouth. And King will deflect the ball out of Reagan Grimes' hands right in front of the Morehead State bench. Tech will inbound from there. Owens to trigger. Gets it into Carter, who curls out top to take it. Gives it up to Grimes on the right point. Entry pass is deflected away by Charles, picked up by Haley Rhodes, but a kickball called.
Now how can you call that? I guess it's the right call, but that was an awfully late call after the steal.
Yeah.
Maybe the under official, Judith Dyhouse, maybe just couldn't see that.
Yeah, that could be. Lead official Adam Driver made the ultimate call. Carter, having trouble getting it inbounds, finally gets it out top to Walker, to Owens. Fakes the three, drives the lane, scoops it up, too strong, no good. Haley Rhodes the rebound to Charles, streaking up the right side of the floor for the Eagles. Stops on the right wing, now takes it into the lane, kicks to Rhodes on the low block, lays it up and in.
And Grimes fell down, so Haley Rhodes has an easy avenue to the basket.
Eagles with their largest lead of the early going, 10-5, 6:38 to play in the first quarter. Owens, harassed by Charles defensively, gets it to Hurst. One-handed pass across to the right point to Carter. Finds Owens in the far corner. Step back three, no good. Owens, the leading scorer for Tech, was 1 of 9 in their last outing here just two nights ago, and she's 0 for so far today. Eagle basketball. Jaden Rhodes on the floor. Long jumper. Count it. And the Eagles increase their lead to 8, 13 to 5. And Coach Kim Roseman, not happy, calls the timeout. 6:11 to play, opening quarter. They now have changed that to a two-pointer for Jaylen Rhodes. She was inside the arc, 12-5 MSU against Tennessee Tech. Back after this on the Eagle Sports Network.
We don't have a yellow brick road to follow, but we're still easy to find here off the beaten path in Moorhead and Rowan County, Kentucky. Go to visitmoorhead.com and plan your getaway to this land of towering rock formations, of a giant lake with 40-pound fish and great sailing, of more than 100 miles of happy trails, of art galleries and museums, and of friendly folks who serve great food and drink and always make you feel welcome.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
In this world of constant updates, downloads, apps, and smartphones, it's a relief to find simple, easy, basic solutions. My name is Mitch Terrell with First Federal Savings and Loan, and we've been keeping things simple since 1963. With one-on-one interaction, we streamline your lending and savings needs. Come see us at 211 West Main Street in downtown Moorhead, or call us at 784-4187 and be a part of our local experience. First Federal Savings and Loan. Simple, easy, basic solutions. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Driving with a cracked windshield is dangerous. Don't risk it. Do the right thing. Call Right Way Auto Glass in Moorhead. They're local, and you'll talk with a real person. Get same-day or next-day service with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And it's free with your full or comprehensive insurance. If you can't come to our shop on Bradley Avenue in Moorhead, we'll come to you. Get more details at rightwayautoglass.com. Spelled R-I-T-E-W-A-Y, autoglass.com. Have your glass installed the right way.
Moorhead State started the day with the first 4 points. Tennessee Tech answered with a 5-0 run, and then Moorhead State says, anything you can do, we can do better, with an 8-0 run. And now it's the Eagles up 12-5 with 6:11 to play opening quarter. Tom Lewis and Matt Shaver. Matt, the Eagles shooting it pretty well here.
I don't know if they've ever started this hot. 5-for-5. What's the 5-for-5 deal today? And 8-for-2 in points in the paint. They've done a good job taking it right to the basket, getting those high percentage shots. 2-for-2 on free throws, so couldn't ask for much of a better start.
No, you couldn't.
Now let's keep it up, though. We got 6 minutes, so don't let it be another 8-0 run the other way.
Exactly. By the numbers, brought to you by Whitaker Bank. Anna Walker with the basketball for the Golden Eagles. Gets it out to Carter. Left-hander shoots the straightaway three-pointer and finds nothing but net. And it's now 12-8 Eagles. Novick across midcourt. Gets it to Haley Rhodes, high right. Charles, she'll drive the right baseline, gets cut off, step back jumper over Hurst, beautifully done by Charles. Two more for her.
That was a good decision, like you said. She was cut off. Charles sometimes likes to take it all the way under, but that time she knows she has that range and just takes the shot.
She has 4 points now, and Moorhead State a 14-8 lead. Malia Owens hits her first triple of the day. Give her 5 points here in the early going, and it's 14-11 Eagles with the basketball. Novick standing near the center circle. Gets it to Charles, high right. To Haley Rhodes, flashing out to the top of the key to take it. Hands it off to Charles, guarded closely by Owens. She'll float down the arc to the right and underhands it off to Rhodes. Drives the lane, scoops it up too strong off the glass. And the backside rebound to Carter, who will bring it ahead up the right sideline. Has it taken away by Blessing King, though, and ahead to Charles. She will methodically work it across midcourt. Didn't have the numbers and wisely did not force the action. She's open for a left wing three and rolls it home, though.
Charles is feeling it today.
7 points. 3-of-3, 1-of-1 from three-point range. Hurst in a hurry the other way. Contested shot down low, no good. Too short. And the Eagles 2-on-1. Novick and King. Novick takes it herself and lays it up and through.
Good pass fake by Novick.
18-11. Eagles over Golden Eagles. Owens gives it to Carter. Now between the circles to Grimes, around the horn to Hurst. Drives the lane, kicks to Owens, open left side three. Too short, then bounces over the rim. And the pinball rebound off of Katie Novick's fingertips out of bounds baseline. So TTU will keep the basketball.
5-3 on rebounds so far in favor of the Eagles.
Michaela Hall back in for the Eagles. Skylar Barnes checks in as well. Barnes, a 5'9 junior from Lancaster, Texas. Kiera Hill on the floor for the Golden Eagles. Entry pass down low to Carter. Deflected away initially by Morehead State Soderlund, but Carter was able to grab it and put it off the glass and through.
Matilda didn't realize where the ball was, and that Carter did on that time.
Barnes holds the basketball near the left hash. Now rotates around the top of the key. Step back jumper just inside the arc. No good off to the right. Grimes, the floor rebound for the Golden Eagles. Gives it to Carter. Ahead to Hurst. Fakes the left wing three. Drives. Gets cut off at the block. Gets it to Kill. And Hill. Got a 12-foot jumper. Left side is good. 18-15 Eagles and a travel as Skylar Barnes didn't handle the full court pressure very well that time. Morehead State's third turnover of the first quarter.
She got caught in an area where she didn't quite know if she needed to dribble across or go ahead and pass across.
Greg and Grimes will inbound right in front of us here on the near sideline. Offensive end to our left. Carter has the basketball, working against Soderlund. Gives it to the curling Owens. Drives right side of the lane against Paris McBride. Hesitates and then puts it off the window and through. And it's a one-point lead for MSU, 18-17. Again, full court pressure. Haley Rhodes gets it across midcourt. Passes out high left to McBride. One-handed pass across to Soderlund. Right wing three right on the money. Matilda Soderlund.
State of 9 for 11 shooting.
Yeah. She had 24 points with 6 3-pointers back against Davis and Elkins. Only 22 points total in 9 games since, but a nice triple there. Hill, 17-foot straightaway jumper. Bottom of the net. 21-19 Morehead State in a high-scoring first quarter. Soderlund ahead to King on the right wing. Out top, very close to the division line to McBride. She'll direct traffic and float to her left. One-handed pass to Haley Rhodes, top of the arc. Drives left side, scoops, can't get it to go. Blessing King, the rebound, though. Out to Haley Rhodes, pass to Soderlund. She'll track it down in the backcourt as it was tipped away by Owens. So no over and back violation as McBride back across midcourt for the Eagles to the left. Now rotates around the top of the key. Tried to get off the shot. A lot of contact. No good. Missed it. But Haley Rhodes there to pick up the miss and lay it up and in before the shot clock expires. Not exactly how the Eagles drew it up, but they get the 2 points anyway. Hill on the low block against Hall. Finds Carter cutting along the left baseline. Misses the reverse layup. Rebound deflects into the far corner. And Tennessee Tech awarded possession off of McBride. Veronica Charles checks back in for Morehead State. Haley Rhodes to the bench, and Harley Painter will see the hardwood for the first time for the Golden Eagles.
A nice game against the Eagles the last time. Of course, Harley is from, played at Boyd County High School just down the road, and was had a lot of folks in Morehead last game.
Yep, from Grayson, that went to Boyd County. Reagan Grimes, bounce pass, low block to Carter. Bounce pass out to Painter. Misses the three-point try, right wing, but Grimes the strong offensive rebound. And then she draws a personal foul. We'll see who this goes against. It'll be Veronica Charles. That's number one on V. Only the third of the quarter on the Eagles with 1:20 to play.
5 offensive rebounds. We mentioned Tech is a very good offensive rebound. They only have 7 total. 5 of them are offensive.
Blessing King, the steal on the inbounds ahead to Charles, but the pass a little off the mark, and Morehead State won't be able to convert on any fast break there. They do have possession. 70 or 66 seconds to play in the first quarter. Entry pass intercepted by Owen. She'll streak up the left side for TTU. Fake the three, finds Grimes near the paint, underneath to Hill. Hesitates, goes up, puts it off the glass and through. And it's 23-21 Morehead State. Eagles handle the full court pressure. Charles underneath the Blessing King, but she's called for an offensive foul. That could have very easily been a flop. Kiara Hill went to the deck. There was not a lot of contact there.
No, it was. She must have been right outside. She was just barely a foot outside the arc. But. Yep.
Nonetheless, a turnover for Morehead State will give TTU a chance to tie or take the lead here, down 23-21. 33 seconds to play, opening quarter. Painter, standing dribble out near midcourt, guarded loosely by Soderlund. Hands it off to the curling Owens. Seven to shoot, behind the back dribble. Long three-pointer straight away, no good. Floor fight for the rebound, and looks like we've got a tie-up.
The Tennessee Tech ball.
And TTU basketball.
Yep.
Haley Rhodes and Katie Novick back on for Morehead State. Soderlund and McBride to the bench. 15.4 seconds to play in the quarter. Tech inbounds baseline. Into Carter, nearly double dribbled. Gets it to Hill, now to Grimes, who underhands it to Painter. Rotates back between the rings. Six to play in the quarter. Painter, right wing to Carter. Entry pass to Hill. Step back jumper rolls and goes. And that's how the first quarter will come to an end. High scoring affair so far here at the Evelyn Center in Cookeville. 10 minutes in the books. It's 23-23. Morehead State and Tennessee Tech. Back with quarter number two after this here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Our great-grandfather opened the first tent meal store in 1918 to serve area farmers. We later opened our first feed mill, not only to serve our friends and neighbors, but also to more conveniently feed our own cattle. For four generations, our business has continued to grow and evolve to meet the needs of hardworking farm families. Though times have changed, our commitment to providing you with the highest quality products and knowledgeable customer service is as strong as ever. We invite you to see for yourself. Hinton Mills, serving farmers since 1918.
The always ready for breakfast deal.
Going to bed already?
Yep. Breakfast at Mickey D's tomorrow.
So?
Soon I go to bed. Soon it'll be morning. Soon I'll be at Mickey D's.
This is actually brilliant.
You can come too. Turn out that light.
For a limited time, buy a sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles. Get another for a dollar. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Valid for product of equal or lesser value.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Morehead and Owingsville.
Great grocery buys abound this week at Allen's IGA. USDA bonus pork loin chops are just $1.99 a pound. Dole salad blends are only $3. Four banquet pot pies are just $5. And the large 24-ounce container of Our Family cottage cheese is only $3. Huge savings while always spending less at Allen's IGA downtown Morehead. Visit Allen's website for money-saving coupons.
The pros know a good tire is only as useful as it is dependable. That's why the new Mastercraft Courser Quest was designed with dependability in mind. The Mastercraft Courser Quest delivers reliable performance year-round with a special tread profile for confident handling and stability and reinforced internal construction for long tread life. Learn more at MastercraftTires.com. Mastercraft Tires, the professional's choice, available at major brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
We've played one quarter in Cookeville, Tennessee, and we're no closer to deciding this than we were when we started. 23-23, Morehead State and Tennessee Tech. Tom Lewis and Matt Schaber with you. Matt, these two teams came in only one game separated in the OVC standings. Morehead State in a tie for fourth at 5-4. Tech at 4-5.
There's a lot of games left to play, but when you're jockeying for position there in the middle, that's really key. If you can remember, the top four teams, the top two teams get two byes in the tournament. Number three and four get an extra day off. So one game here or there could determine if you have to play an extra game in the tournament, and that's huge.
Time for By the Numbers, sponsored by Whitaker Bank. The Eagles red hot in the first quarter, 10 of 14 shooting the ball, 71%.
That's the best shooting quarter of the season.
1 of 1 from three-point range. Tennessee Tech, 9 of 19, 47%. 2 of 8 from three-point range, 25%. Eagle basketball as we start quarter number 2. Novick out top to Hall. Hands it to Charles. She'll drive off the left angle. Floating jumper in the lane. Count it. She's fouled. Little off balance, but excellent body control and put that one right through.
It's on Grimes. I thought it was on Carter. They called it on Grimes that time.
Obviously the first of the quarter on the Golden Eagles. And the first of the game on Grimes.
9 points now for Veronica
and Charles.
Charles
converts the three-point play. Puts the Eagles back up by three. 26-23. Just underway in the second quarter. Harley Painter pounds the right-handed dribble between the circles. Bounce pass to Hill at the left elbow.
Back Hill could have shot that. She's got that range.
She does. Grimes now on the right wing. Holds the ball overhead. Chest pass to Malia Owen. Step back jumper. Free throw line no good. Rims in and out. Now Novick streaking the other way. 3-on-2. Tried to get it to Charles, but just out of her reach, out of bounds, baseline. Eagles had a fast break opportunity, but could not convert.
I like the decision by Novick, but she just threw it too hard that time.
Painter across midcourt. Tried to get it to Peyton Carter. Novick able to take it away. Gets it to Rhodes, ahead to Clint King, and she misses the layup, hit her right in stride, and could not get it to go. Tapping her own chest, saying, my bad on that miss. And another missed fast break opportunity for Morehead State. We'll give it back to the Golden Eagles.
So that one wasn't really contested. There was a player that kind of waved their hand right at the end, but it was just one of those that she went off the square. It wasn't like she was trying to throw it in, but it just rolled the other way.
Walker back in for Grimes for the Golden Eagles. Harley Painter drives, goes to the deck, no call, misses the layup. The pass ahead to Morehead State's Seki Aroli. Tries to scoop it up against Hill. It's blocked by Hill, but Hill also fouls.
I think Melissa Seki Aroli did a you got mossed there. I mean, that pass, as I saw it leave Veronica's hand, I thought, no way that one's going to. And Melissa went up and just caught it right over the defender. Amazingly got an opportunity to score here.
5'10 junior from Sewers, France, on the floor for the first time, but misses free throw number one. First miss at the stripe for Morehead State today, now 3 of 4. Seki Aroli, not the best free throw shooter, 59%. Second one up, spins and falls.
This has got kind of a harder touch on her shot. Some free throws and three-pointers sometimes goes against her a little bit, shooting it a little too hard.
Eagles back up by four, 27-23, 8:36 to play in the first half. Kiara Hill holds out top, and we've got a whistle and a foul away from the basketball. I believe that's against Harley Painter. Yes, Harley Painter, I believe.
Legal screen coming across to try to set Grimes free for a shot.
Third of the quarter on TTU. Eagles with a four-point lead in the ball as Charles crosses midcourt against some defensive pressure. Guarded now by Hurst on the perimeter. Gives to Seki Aroli, right back to Charles, right wing. To King, around to Haley Rhodes. Fakes the pass, drives, and scoops it up and through with the left hand. Just like that, the Eagle lead back to six now, 29-23. Hurst puts down the left-handed dribble a couple of times to Walker at the top of the key. Guarded by King. Off to Hill. Right elbow jumper right on the money. 29-25 MSU. Again, full court pressure. Charles passes across the division line to Rhodes. And she'll get it back to Charles to set the Morehead State offense. Floating to the left. Now back to the right, around the top of the key, working against Hill, crossover dribble, splits defenders and lays it up and through. Charles already in double figures with 11. She's 5 of 5 from the field. And it's 31-25 Eagles. Walker, chest pass to Owens on the left wing. out to Hill at the head of the arc. Bullet pass underneath intended for Walker, but well out of her reach, out of bounds, and TTU with its sixth turnover, matching Morehead State's total.
Doing a good job. They're trying these curl screens to try to get open underneath, and Morehead State's doing a good job taking those away, taking the passing lanes away. They've had some open looks, and that time it was just a forced bad pass.
Three-quarter court pressure this time by TTU. Looks like a 1-2-2 zone. Ahead to Sekiaroli, now to Rhodes, working just outside the arc. She'll drive into the lane, kicks it to Sekiaroli. Also drives, scoops it high in the air, and drops right through the cylinder. 33-25. Morehead State back to an 8-point advantage under 7 minutes to play in quarter number two. Whistle and a foul on the other end.
Novick just picked up her second foul. She was in position, but she kind of went up on her tiptoes to try to make the play, and it got called for a push.
Floor foul, so Peyton Carter will trigger the inbound from the baseline to our left. Out top to Owens on the inbound pass, working against Novick into the far corner to Walker. Catch and shoot three, no good. Blessing King able to work her way into position to get another rebound for the Eagles. Ahead to Novick on the left wing. Now to Rhodes. Out straight away to Novick. She'll drive into the paint. Loses the handle, goes to the floor, and her pass is intercepted by Walker. Another Eagle turnover to Hurst. Out to Carter. Picked up nicely by Novick to shut down that potential three-point try. Carter floats down the lane to the left. Out to Hurst. Now to Owens between the rings. Guarded loosely by Haley Rhodes on the perimeter. To Yabrion Chambers on the floor for the first time. To Carter now, five to shoot. Carter working against Novick, takes it into the lane, turnaround jumper, off the back of the iron, no, and Novick will have the deflected rebound. Ahead to Haley Rhodes, darting underneath, laying it up and through, and another Morehead State double-digit lead as Tennessee Tech wants the timeout. 5:51 to play in the first half, and Morehead State now up 35-25 on a 6-0 run, and we will take a break here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Surprise the one you love with a gift of jewelry from Bypass Pawn in Morehead. Bypass Pawn has a large selection of jewelry without the big price tag. Stop by and take a look today. If jewelry's not what you need, then pick from the region's largest selection of guns, knives, flat-screen TVs, game systems, and games. Whatever you're looking for, odds are that Bypass Pawn has it. Bypass Pawn, 897 Flemingsburg Road, Morehead, voted the region's number one pawn shop.
When you're hungry before or after the game, make your way to Wendy's on Main Street in Morehead. Wendy's has the best old-fashioned hamburgers, fixed just the way you like them, and served hot and fresh. Or try one of their delicious chicken items, like the homestyle chicken sandwiches. If you get a craving for a frosty, chili, or the freshest salad, Wendy's is the place. Open every night till 1 a.m. to serve you. That's Wendy's, Main Street, Morehead.
Whitaker Bank is dedicated to providing exceptional banking experiences to our fellow Kentuckians. We live in the communities we serve and work diligently to serve the needs of our neighbors. Hi, this is Michelle Skaggs, loan officer at the Northside Branch location. Stop in and let us put our experience and customer service to work for you. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Trusted, tried, and true. Those three words represent the highest standards for Kawasaki Mule side-by-sides. Trusted means being built strong and built to last. Tried means being put to the test by hardworking people doing the toughest jobs. True means staying authentic to roots that run 30 years deep. Kawasaki Mule, the definition of trusted, tried, and true. Available at Gateway Cycles, Mount Sterling. GatewayCycles.com.
Welcome back to the Eblen Center in Cookeville, Tennessee. Morehead State with a double-digit lead over TTU, 35-25 with 5:51 to play in quarter number two. Tom Lewis and Matt Schabert. Matt, let's go inside the numbers, sponsored by Whitaker Bank. And one that just jumps right off the page glaringly is points in the paint for the Eagles.
22-8. Morehead State is trading kind of that half-court passing around offense to get a shot. They only have 5 assists out of 15 made baskets, but they've only missed 5 baskets, and like points in the paint, they're just taking it right through the hole. Many of them have been kind of uncontested layups, too, and they could have had even more. Yeah. 2 layups were missed.
Yep. We thought the Eagles were hot in the first quarter, 71.4%. They're 5 of 6 in quarter number 2, 83%. Tennessee Tech basketball as we resume. Carter hands it off up top to Hurst. Back to Carter between the rings. Bounce pass to Jennifer Sullivan. Finds Yabrion Chambers down on the low block. Out to Grimes. Swings it around to Peyton Carter. Her three-point try from the corner is an air ball. And Blessing King will come away with the rebound for Morehead State. Ahead to Haley Rhodes. King already with 6 rebounds in this game. Seki Aroli out top to Jaden Rhodes. Around the horn to Veronica Charles. High right. Working against Grimes. Comes around a screen underneath into the far corner to Rhodes. And a whistle and a foul with 5 on the shot clock. That will go against Yabrion Chambers, 6'1 grad student from Murfreesboro, Tennessee. A transfer from Vanderbilt. Will be the 4th of the quarter on TTU, so Morehead State will be in the bonus on the next Golden Eagle foul. Veronica Charles pounds the right-hand dribble, picks it up. Now left wing to Rhodes. That's Haley Rhodes driving off the left angle. Cut off by Hurst. Shot blocked, I think, by Chambers. And here comes Tech. Carter underhands it to Sullivan. Out top to Chambers. She'll scoop it over to Hurst out top to Grimes. Thought about the 3, but right there in her face was Jaden Rhodes. She'll pass it to Chambers. To Sullivan. Jab step against Charles at the apex of the arc. Now she'll drive left side. Scoops and scores. Got by Charles. Don't see that often, but effectively done. And is back to a single-digit Morehead State lead, 35-27. Charles. Working against Sullivan, trying to work with a Jaden Rhodes screen. Nothing there. They give it off to Haley Rhodes. Standing outside the arc, straight away.
Nobody's moving right now. It's like a two-person offense. Need some screens.
7 to shoot as Charles gets cut off, gets to Seki Aroli. Goes up and under against Hurst, but a three-point try is an air ball. Shot clock violation or shot out of bounds. Not sure how it will be ruled, but either way, Tennessee Tech gets it back. Harris McBride checks back in for Morehead State, as does Matilda Soderlund, the 5'6 junior from Stockholm, Sweden. Peyton Carter will bring it up the floor for Tennessee Tech. Splits the logo at midcourt. Gives it off to Grimes outside the arc left wing, trying to work in against King. Entry pass on the bounce to Chambers is deflected away by Haley Rhodes. And then Chambers went up and tapped it, and it goes out of bounds at the Morehead State bench. So another TTU turnover, their 7th.
That was scored correctly, Tom. It's an offensive rebound for the Eagles. Team offensive and then a team turnover.
Good.
That's okay. How you score that.
McBride out to King, around to Haley Rhodes on the right wing. She gets around Carter into the lane, but then we've got a foul on Morehead State.
It's on Haley Rhodes. Haley Rhodes. A push off.
Not sure if it was that or an illegal screen, and it does go against Haley. That is just her first, if I'm not mistaken. Yes, number 1 on her. Entry pass on the other end to Reagan Hurst, and she collides with Paris McBride. McBride will be called for the personal foul as she was in the restricted area as Hurst came down and made contact with her.
Did not give the Hurst any room to land.
So TTU will inbound baseline to our left on the far side of the basket. Carter. Bounce pass into Grimes, but it's taken from her by Soderlund. She comes the other way, back tapped away by Carter. Tried to save it into Sullivan, but Sullivan couldn't handle it. Out of bounds. Morehead State has it on the baseline.
I could see that coming all the way down the court. No one was yelling at Soderlund. You've got a teammate's got to yell in that case. You got someone on you. Luckily, the possession stays because it was knocked too far into the corner.
They will reset the shot clock to 30 for the Eagles. 3:05 to play in quarter number two. McBride holds the ball on her hip. Now comes around a Hall screen, but has the ball stripped by Hill. Gets it to Sullivan. Coming the other way, 2-on-3. Sullivan forces the action, misses the layup. Fight for the rebound. It'll go out of bounds. TTU will keep it. Charles, after a short breather, back on the floor for the Eagles. The Eagles have to get a player off the floor. You can't play 6-on-5, unfortunately.
Well, you could, but you'd
probably get called for a technical foul. McBride exits. Inbounds comes to Hurst in the far corner, out to Hill, to Grimes, around now to Carter on the left wing, guarded by Soderlund. Gets it to Hill, low block extended. Can't get around Hall, kicks it back out to Grimes, now to Sullivan. Jab step, takes it into the lane, kicks to Grimes, catch and shoot three straight away, off the neck of the iron, no. And a strong defensive rebound by Haley Rhodes. To Charles up the far sideline. Step back three. Off the front of the iron. No. Carter the rebound. She'll come the other way for TTU. And she has the ball tapped away from behind by King. Out of bounds. Golden Eagles will keep it. Malia Owens will check back in for Coach Kim Roseman's squad. And Seki Aroli replaces Soderlund for Coach Kayla Petrie's crew. Malia Owens will inbound baseline near side to our left. Gets it into Grimes, right back to Owens. She'll drive into the lane off the left angle. Has her shot blocked by Hall. Now Charles coming the other way. Slows it up as she comes between the circles, angles near the left hash. Gives it to the curling Rhodes. To the deck, Sullivan, no call. Into the far corner to Charles. One-handed pass to Seki Aroli, high right. Can't get around Grimes. She'll retreat outside the arc. Floats it down to Hall on the baseline. To King. Lost control out to Seki Aroli with four on the shot clock. Misses the three. Rebound tapped out of bounds. Far sideline, and Tennessee Tech will get possession. TTU, one of its last seven from the floor. Morehead State only 0 of 4 on its last four tries. So the Eagles have been red hot. Cooling off a bit as we near the end of the first half. Sullivan to Hurst on the left wing, and a foul down low. Entry pass was to Grimes. King came over her back trying to intercept the pass, and King called for the personal. That's number two on Blessing. First Eagle with more than one foul in this game. And only the fourth of the quarter, so inbounds to Grimes at the right elbow. Lost control. Charles the steal for the Eagles. Doesn't have the number. She'll back it back outside the arc and rotate back out high. Comes over near the left hash asking for directions from Coach Kayla Petrie at the other end of the floor. Gives it off to Haley Rhodes on the left wing. Right-handed dribble. Comes around the top of the key. Drives in against Grimes. Pull-up jumper. Right baseline, no good. On the backside, Owens the rebound, but her pass ahead intercepted by Charles. 1 minute to play in the half. Charles again looking to the Morehead State bench for instructions. Goes to King, high right. 15 to shoot, 49 to play in the quarter. King drives, misses her first try, and got her miss and is fouled trying to put it back up and through. She'll get two free throws as Reagan Hurst is called for the personal foul. Number two on Hurst. And
will be rebound number eight. Just two offensive rebounds for
King's first free throw. Rainbow arch off the back of the iron, no. King, a 36% free throw shooter. Second one up, way off to the left, no good. And Tennessee Tech will get the basketball. second free throw didn't draw iron, so TTU will inbound from the baseline to come 94 feet. 46 seconds to play in the half. As Carter hands it off to Owens out high. She'll rotate around the top of the key into the near corner to Grimes. Drives baseline against Jaden Rhodes. Misses the layup, though. And Skylar Barnes will rebound for the Eagles. Gives it off to Charles. 24 to shoot, 29 to play in the quarter. Charles pounds the right-hand dribble. Out top to Barnes, high right. Now to Hall. Around to the left hash to Charles. Out straight away to Haley Rhodes. Now to Hall on the right wing. To Charles, five to shoot. Charles crossover dribble, three-pointer. May have been partially blocked, although they're saying no, just air ball, and TTU will get it. 6.4 seconds to play in the half. And the Golden Eagles will have to come the length of the court.
Tech not sure what play they're going to run here. No one's even taking it out. Finally,
Sullivan will trigger now. Gets it into Hill here on the near side to Carter. Crosses midcourt. Three to shoot. Two, one. Carter's three-pointer. Rims in and out. No good. And the first half comes to an end here at the Evelyn Center in Cookeville, Tennessee. Strong start by the Moorhead State Eagles. A lot of energy, and they're shooting it well and doing really well in the paint. And they will go to the locker room here at halftime, leading the Golden Eagles of Tennessee Tech 35-27. We'll step out for this break and come back with our halftime festivities here on the Eagle Sports Network.
The Citizens Bank, with locations in Bath, Morgan, and Rowan counties, offers a variety of loans to cover your needs. Wanting to purchase a house or car, start a remodel or new construction? What about buying an ATV or a boat just for fun? We offer a variety of loans. Call or stop by today at one of our five banking centers for more information. The Citizens Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hungry? Stop by Giovanni's in Moorhead, 700 East Main Street. They feature classic and premium pizzas, pasta and salads, classic and premium subs, calzones, traditional and boneless chicken wings, and a wide range of sides, including breadsticks. There's lunch specials, too. Stop by for lunch or dinner, dine in or take out. Call 606-755-2100, order online at giovannispizzapower.com, or use the drive-thru with the new Giovanni's, 700 East Main Street, Moorhead.
You've heard the term buy local. How about play local? When you play Keno and other games from the Kentucky Lottery, your dollars are going directly to fund scholarships and grants for Kentucky students. Play Keno anywhere Kentucky Lottery is sold. Convenience stores, bars, on your laptop, or on your mobile device. Visit kylottery.com to play Keno online or go to your favorite Kentucky Lottery retailer. Please play local. Have fun and help Kentucky students too. Play responsibly. Remember, it's just a game.
Is your current financial advisor really listening to you, or just waiting for their turn to talk? Wes A. Holland, your Cave Run area Edward Jones financial advisor, is here ready to listen. He wants to know what's important to you. Wes wants to learn about your goals so that by working together, he can put you on the financial path that's right for you. Call Wes A. Holland at 606-780-0248 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Back in Cookeville, Tennessee, Moorhead State enjoying a 35-27 advantage at halftime over Tennessee Tech in the women's half of today's OVC basketball doubleheader. Tom Lewis and Matt Schabert with you. Matt, Moorhead State came out smoking hot. The Eagles cooled off, though. Drought of 5 minutes, 51 seconds to close the half, but Tennessee Tech not able to take advantage as they end the half on a scoring drought of almost 4.5 minutes themselves.
Yeah, you knew it was bound to cool off. Both teams really were shooting, you know, extremely hot. Moorhead State was really surprised, but they were basically taking it to the basket, getting a little bit easier shots. The last 7 shots that they missed, a couple of them were three-point, a couple of them ended up being right at the end of the shot clock, so give credit to Tech for turning up that defensive effort, but still, you got an 8-point lead going into the half. A lot of confidence. I saw a lot more cohesiveness in that first half. Plays were being run. Things were being accomplished. Out-rebounding. Blessing King able to get back in her normal rebounding
area. And again, not a lot of assists, probably a few too many turnovers. Again, 10 turnovers, but Eagles have 7 steals, a couple of blocked shots. So, and points in the paint, a good advantage there. So,
I think
Tech will come out. Tech is going to come out with some energy in the second half. I guarantee Coach Roseman is not happy with that. They're going to, MSU is going to have to match the rebounding intensity of Tech in the second half.
35-27 at halftime. Moorhead State up on Tennessee Tech. We'll take a break. Come back with our MSU halftime segment right after this here on the Eagle Sports Network.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
The Porter Group Insurance Agency does more than just Medicare. We offer hospital indemnity plans to help with hospitalization copays. We offer cancer plans, life insurance, and more. Call us at 606-780-1387 for a free, no-obligation review of your life and health insurance needs. That's 606-780-1387 for the direction you need. Online at portergroupinsurance.com.
Hothead Salon in Pinecrest Plaza, Moorhead, is the official hair salon of Moorhead State Athletics. Men, women, and children, Hotheads makes everyone look their best, and walk-ins are always welcome. Hotheads is an integrity scruple salon and carries only the best hair care products. Call 784-4688 for an appointment. That's 784-H-O-T-T. Or drop in and see Beverly and her staff. The doors open at 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday for your convenience. Hotheads Salon in Moorhead. Like them on Facebook.
Cassie here at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Moorhead. We wanted to pop in with a friendly reminder that we have a huge canning selection filled with all your canning needs. A few items include jars, lids, bands, canners, cookers, and their parts, as well as seasoning mixes, pickle crisp, pickling lime, and salt. Stop by today for all your canning needs at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware on Flemingsburg Road at I-64 in Moorhead. Ace is the helpful place.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
This is Moorhead State Today. I'm Samantha Morrill. I'm joined by Megan Boone, Director of the Center for Career Development and Experiential Education and Co-Director of Level Up. Megan, thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks for having me, Samantha.
So can you tell anyone who's not familiar, what is Level Up at MSU?
Level Up Experience Your Future is a student success-focused initiative. It began in fall of 2021, so we're in our third year, and its goal really is to ensure that our graduates have experience in real-life career skills and that they develop some job attainment skills. So it's a twofold initiative. It occurs within major courses, so within a student's field of study. They develop one of 5 career skills to a professional level of mastery. And so those 5 career skills are skills that are in demand by employers and graduate programs.
Okay, and so how have faculty worked these into some of their curriculum? Can you give us examples?
Sure. It's a little bit different. So the courses have to be structured such that there is a hands-on experience is part of that. So that's either Ed Abroad, a service learning project, an internship, or some form of undergraduate research. So for example, we have a faculty teaching a creative dramatics class, and they're using service learning as their hands-on experience to develop professionalism. And those students are getting the opportunity to not only build a theater education related lesson plan, but then they did a workshop for elementary age, middle school age children in the local community and actually got to implement that lesson plan and try it out. So that would be one example.
And so when students graduate, having gone through one of these courses, how does the Level Up translate to what they walk away with?
Yeah, so the Level Up courses, the career skill is one component of it, and that's the component where they're developing the career skill. The second component is learning how to articulate or prove that they're developing the career skill. So they're also taught what's called the STAR method. It stands for situation, task, action, result. And it's a very structured way of proving that they've developed that skill. And so it comes from the human resources industry. So at the end, if the student reaches mastery in the career skill, plus they are able to prove that, then they earn this distinction. And I say all that to say that only about 30% of the students who are in a Level Up course actually earn that distinction. A distinction is the highest honor the university really bestows on students. So that distinction is going to show on their transcript. We really view Level Up as a resume builder for our students and a differentiating factor for our students, right? They're learning the theoretical concepts in their major, but this takes it a step farther and ensures that they have some hands-on experience within their major to point to. And then they can also talk about it.
And are employers giving feedback about these students?
Yes. So our employers, we are hearing very, very positive things from employers about our students' abilities to interview well. And then once they start the job, to really understand what it means to be a part of a team or to be a good oral communicator and all of the career skills that they're developing.
Sounds good. Megan, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
This has been Morehead State Today. I'm Samantha Morrill with our guest, Megan Boone. Morehead State Today is a production of Morehead State University, produced in the studios of WMKY, Morehead State Public Radio.
Calling all Eagle family members. It's time to get your brand new Eagle Family Sports Pass. Immediate family members of current MSU students can get general admission to each and every Morehead State University home athletic event for just $40 per person. That's it. No strings attached. You and your family can enjoy every Morehead State home athletic event all year long for only $40 per person. All the details are available on MSUEagles.com.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
You may have been born to be wild, but you weren't born to be dead from a needless motorcycle crash. So when you're even just a little impaired, you do not get your motor running. You do not head out on the highway. What you do is get a ride from a sober friend, a taxi or rideshare service, or public transportation. Because you may be looking for adventure, but you're not looking for trouble. Please ride sober. Paid with funds through the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety.
The Citizens Bank, with locations in Bath, Morgan, and Rowan counties, offers totally free checking for business and personal. Open your account online at www.tcbanytime.com or stop by any of our five banking locations to get your totally free account open today. The Citizens Bank, with totally free checking for everyone and a free gift. Member FDIC.
Halftime in Cookeville, Tennessee. Morehead State leading Tennessee Tech 35-27 in the women's half of today's OVC basketball doubleheader. Tom Lewis and Matt Schabert with you, along with our studio engineer and producer, Ian Corbin. Let's take a look at your halftime numbers, sponsored by Whitaker Bank. Morehead State, 15 of 27 in the first half. Solid 55.6%, despite not scoring over the last 5 minutes, 51 seconds. Eagles only tried 5 three-pointers in the first half, made one of them, 20%, and 4 of 7 from the free throw line, 57%. TTU only 11 of 31 shooting the basketball in the first half, 35.5%, just 2 of 12 from long range, 16.7%, and 3 of 4 from the stripe. Rebounding, it was a 17-15 Morehead State advantage. TTU did get the better of it on the offensive glass, 7-4. 10 Morehead State turnovers, 10 TTU turnovers. And as far as assists, the Eagles with only 5 on 15 makes. The Golden Eagles, 7 on 11 makes. Individually, 2 Eagles in double figures already here at halftime. Veronica Charles with 11 points, along with 2 steals. 10 points for Haley Rhodes to go with 4 rebounds. 8 rebounds in the first half for Blessing King to go with 2 points. And 3 steals for King as well. 4 points for Katie Novick, 3 apiece for Soderlund and Seki Aroli, and 2 each for King and Jaden Rhodes. Tennessee Tech led by Kiera Hills, 10 points, 7 for Malia Owens, who's only 3 of 11 shooting the ball so far today. 5 points for Carter, and 2 each for Walker and Grimes, and 1 each for two each for Walker and for Sullivan. And Grimes failed to score in the first half. Take one more break, 1 minute break. Come back with our second half after this here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Furniture World Superstore stretches your tax refund. With so much in stock, in style, and on sale, you can get the furniture you want now. From sofas, sectionals, and motion furniture, to dining sets, bedroom furniture, and the most comfortable mattresses, Furniture World has it all. Refresh, renew, get more with your tax refund. Now at Furniture World Superstore, 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead, and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday. See store for details.
A quiz for Kentuckians. Where is the state's fourth largest lake? Who has the state's only folk art museum? Whose main street includes part of the Sheltoe Trace National Recreation Trail? Where did the Moonlight School movement start? Which county is named for the builder of My Old Kentucky Home? These answers are found in Morehead and Rowan County, where history and culture are as important as fun in the sun. Go to visitmorehead.com to plan your trip.
35-27, Morehead State leads Tennessee Tech as we get set to start our second half here at the Evelyn Center in Cookeville. TTU basketball. Peyton Carter dribbles into the front court, finds Hurst on the right wing. Entry pass, low block to Walker. Nothing there. Back out to Hurst, around to Owens. Now to Grimes, who loses the handle and uncontested the other way. Veronica Charles will lay it up and through, and MSU increases its lead back to double digits right off the bat, 37-27. Hurst holds the basketball. Comes around a screen from Grimes, floats around the top of the key, hands off to Owens, catch and shoot three, too short. And Haley Rhodes, the rebound for the Eagles. Ahead to Novick in the front court. She'll work it up the left side. Started by Grimes, now a switch picked up by Carter, back to Grimes. Novick over to Charles, three-pointer splash! Veronica Charles with 16 points now as she makes Morehead State's first 5 points of this half. On the other end, Hurst fakes the three-pointer, drives around Haley Rhodes, her jumper way off the mark, but there to clean it up and put it back up and through Regan Grimes. 40-29, Eagles. Charles splits defenders as she crosses midcourt. Gets it back out to Novick, who will set the offense, working on the right hash. To Charles between the rings. Back to Novick, who crosses the court to the left wing. Jab to the right, drives to the left. Offensive foul, Katie Novick. As Grimes had pretty good position down low to draw that personal. That's number 3 on the Morehead State freshman point guard.
Novick's still a freshman. She'll learn eventually. She usually tries to take it all the way to the basket. If she could maybe find just a pull-up jump shot, even if she doesn't make it every time, that'll avoid that so many charges that she takes.
She goes to the bench. Seki Aroli replaces her as TTU works in the offensive end to our right. Owens underhands it to Hurst. Chest pass across to Carter. Over to the far corner to Owens. She can't get the three-pointer to go, though. And Blessing King, another rebound for Morehead State. She's now in double digits. make it her ninth, excuse me. Haley Rhodes gets it out to Seki Aroli on the right side. Tried to get it back to Rhodes, but it's tapped out of bounds by TTU. 17 on the shot clock. And Morehead State will inbound far sideline out near center court. Comes into Charles. Left-handed dribble. Floats over here close to the left side. Around a King screen, but Hurst sticks right with her. Puts it up.
That almost went in.
Yep, just about off the glass and then rimmed around but wouldn't fall. Owens in transition. Shot may have been deflected, missed it short, and players will go to the court. Morehead State will get it on the alternating possession as there was a tie-up trying to corral that loose basketball. Jaden Rhodes back in for Morehead State as Hall will head back to the bench. Brief pause as Reagan Grimes has to retie one of her shoes. And now the Eagles will go to work offensively. 7.5 to play here in the opening quarter of half number two. Charles with the basketball comes over to have a little chat with Coach Kayla Petrie. Now gives the ball to Haley Rhodes. Drives to the free throw line. Hesitates. Now gets by Carter and lays it up and through. Great hesitation move by Haley Rhodes, and give her 12 points on the day. 13-point Morehead State lead. I believe that's their biggest so far. Reagan Hurst,
correct,
far corner to Carter. Her entry pass attempt deflected out of bounds by Haley Rhodes on the baseline. 15 to shoot.
Once again, starting the same way. 3 of 4 shooting for Morehead State. 1 of 5 for Tech this quarter.
Entry pass comes into Reagan Grimes, but as it does, we've got a whistle and a foul coming on Morehead State. That will go against Blessing King.
It's her second foul.
Actually, her third.
Third, yeah.
Yep, third and the second of the quarter on the Eagles.
Got to be careful defensively here.
Grimes working against King. On the perimeter, 10 to shoot as King passes across to Hurst. Out to Owens on the left point, into the paint to Walker, back out to Grimes, catch and shoot three with 2 on the shot clock, dances, will not fall. Morehead State rebound, Charles streaking to the other end. Comes around the top of the key, one-handed pass to Seki Aroli. Can't get the shot off, gets it back to Charles. She'll back it out to the right hash. 15 on the shot timer. Around a high screen from King. Stop and pop from the left elbow. Too strong. And the rebound will carry him off of several hands and finally corralled by Seki Aroli.
The shot clock should have reset.
It's at 2, but you're exactly right. I'm pretty sure it got the rim, but they may look at this. While they talk it over, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification here on the Eagles Sports Network.
You're in tune to Ivy, 96.3 FM, WIVY Morehead, the flagship station of Morehead State University Athletics.
Tom Lewis and Matt Schabert with you here at the Eblen Center in Cookeville, Tennessee. They have reset the shot clock to 18 as Seki Aroli will inbound to Charles.
That's correct.
Yep.
Get 2 off of after the action, after the reset.
Haley Rhodes with the basketball now on the right point. Gets a screen from her twin sister, but can't get around Hill. And then a whistle and a foul on TTU will go against Malia Owens, trying to fight around that screen. Owens will pick up her first personal. That is the first of the quarter on TTU. Haley Rhodes gets it into King here on the near side, out to Charles. On the left point, she'll back a couple of steps up. Now Carter picks her up on a switch to Seki Aroli, catch and shoot 3. Airmails everything, and the backside rebound to Owens to come the other way. To Carter, left wide open for a right wing 3, but she can't get it to go. Fight for the rebound. Corralled by Grimes, gets it back out to Owens. Finds Hill on the low block right side. She's too strong with her shot attempt. Rebound is deflected out of bounds near the TTU bench, and Morehead State will get possession. Soderlund will check back in for MSU. Blessing King to the bench with those three fouls. 5:22 to play in quarter number three, as the Eagles will inbound up by 13. Haley Rhodes in the front court, right side, working against Hill. Gets a screen, tries to work the right baseline, splits defenders, can't get the layup to go, but the putback by Jaden Rhodes right on the money.
Sister right there. That's great teamwork. But Jaden Rhodes is really playing aggressive today, made a shot earlier. That's a good, forceful rebound and putback.
Her third rebound and her fourth point. Second rebound and her fourth point. On the other end, we've got a whistle.
Veronica Charles got a touch foul or a bump foul.
And that will take us to a media timeout. 4:51 to play in the third quarter here at the Evelyn Center in Cookeville. Morehead State up on Tennessee Tech by a game high 15, 44-29 here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Morehead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
If you're building or buying a new home, congratulations. We're one of your neighbors, and we can help. We're First Federal Savings and Loan, 211 West Main Street in Morehead. We've helped a lot of neighbors with purchases, refinancing, and construction lending. We'll find you the right loan, the best rate, and guide you through the entire process. Call us at 784-4187. Welcome to your new home. Let First Federal Savings and Loan help. After all, that's what neighbors are for. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Subject to credit approval. NMLS number 657533.
Our great-grandfather opened the first Hinton Meal store in 1918 to serve area farmers. We later opened our first feed mill, not only to serve our friends and neighbors, but also to more conveniently feed our own cattle. For four generations, our business has continued to grow and evolve to meet the needs of hardworking farm families. Though times have changed, our commitment to providing you with the highest quality products and knowledgeable customer service is as strong as ever. We invite you to see for yourself. Hinton Meals. Serving farmers since 1918.
Great grocery buys abound this week at Allen's IGA. Hillshire all-natural lunch meats are just $4.49 a pack. Sargento shredded or sliced cheese is only $3. And speaking of just $3, the 16-ounce can of Pillsbury Grands biscuits is also only $3. Huge savings while always spending less at Allen's IGA, downtown Morehead. Visit Allen's website for money-saving coupons. IGA.
Welcome back to Cookeville, where Tennessee Tech is 0 of its last five and in the middle of another scoring drought of 4 minutes as Morehead State has increased its lead to 44-29. That doesn't take a rocket scientist as we go inside the numbers sponsored by Whitaker Bank to see exactly how the Eagles are doing it. They are just taking it right at the Tech Golden Eagles down low.
They are points in the paint 28-12 today. And a big stat also for Tennessee Tech, only 2 of 16 on three-pointers. Malia Owens, their big three-point shooter, is just now 2 for 18 in her last three games. But we've still got a lot of game to play, and she could get hot, so you've got to stick with the good defensive effort.
She's only 1 of 7 from deep today. But you are correct. She can heat up in a hurry. Grimes gets it to Owens on the right point. It's jabbed out of her hands by Charles. She'll track it down in the near corner, but can't corral it as she rolls out of bounds with it. And Tennessee Tech will get possession. Shot clock will reset to 30. 4:39 to play in the third quarter. Owens will inbound near the corner. Here on the near side, gets it out. Right point to Carter, working against Soderlund. Floats it into Hill in the lane. Turnaround jumper barely catches iron. Tracked down by Novick. She'll come the other way in a hurry. Eagles 3-on-3, but Novick smartly backs it back out. Cross court to Charles. Left wide open, but air ball on the three-point try. Owens the rebound will come the other way. Gets it to Grimes. Thought about the three. Instead, will hand it off to Carter. To Hill on the low block against Hall. Kicks it back out to Hurst. Wide open three. Bottom of the net. That will end a protracted TTU scoring drought. And makes it a dozen-point Morehead State advantage. Hurst riding Charles as she tried to get it up court, and Hurst called for the personal foul.
Number three, I believe, on Hurst, and it is.
Charles will get a breather.
Looks like Hurst will stay in.
Yep. Novick to Soderlund, right back to Novick, high right. To Jaden Rhodes, left at the top of the key, gives it to her twin, Haley. Working against Carter, gives it to Soderlund, catch and shoot, three, bottom of the net.
Play was set up all the way from the beginning for Soderlund. Just had to pick the place.
Lead back to 15, 47-32 Eagles. Hurst, far corner to Grimes, working against Jaden Rhodes, works the baseline, splits a double team as Hall came over, missed the shot. Morehead State rebound. Here comes Novick ahead to Rhodes. One-on-one against Hurst, puts it up, too strong, no good. Good defense by Hurst. Owens now coming the other way for the Golden Eagles. Spins around one defender, picked up by another. Kicks it to Hurst, left wing three. Off the front of the iron, no, but an offensive rebound by Hill. Stripped out of her hands, picked up by Grimes. She'll put it up, too strong. Got her own miss, missed the putback, but she's fouled. Novick just picked up her fourth personal. She will check out with Charles coming back in, and King will replace Hall.
It's one of those cases where you have two players there, and they blocked out fairly well and just didn't really grab the rebound.
Reagan Grimes at the line, just the fifth and sixth free throw attempts of the day for TTU. She makes the first. Came in shooting 71.6% from the line. This is her first trip there today. Second one up, rolls and goes. 47-34, the Morehead State lead as Hill gets a break. Yabrion Chambers checks back in for Coach Kim Roseman's crew. TTU flashed possible three-quarter pressure. Instead, they'll back into the half court. Charles with the basketball. Walks between the circles. Now reverses course. Takes it to the right elbow. Pull-up jumper off the front of the iron. No. Blessing King, the rebound for Morehead State. Give her 10 rebounds on the day. Charles with the basketball. Comes around to King's screen. Works the left side of the lane. Scoops off the glass. Too strong. Rebound tapped to Carter. She'll come across midcourt herself. Works the left side of the floor. Entry pass to Chambers. Back to Carter. Jab step. Gets it to Chambers. Has it knocked away from behind, but she'll tap it to teammate Hurst. To Carter in the corner. Works left baseline. Cross court to Grimes. She can't handle it. Out of bounds. And Morehead State will get it back. Unforced error on TTU. Their 13th turnover of the day. Charles cautiously approaches midcourt, passes to Soderlund. Back to Charles near the division line. Guarded by Owens as she rotates into the Tech logo. Now to Jaden Rhodes. Has it deflected away momentarily, gets it back, gets it to her twin sister Haley. Crossover dribble against Grimes, tries the reverse layup. Blocked, but King there to get it. To Soderlund, three-point try, too short, and the rebound to TTU. Here comes Owens. Left of the lane, gets double-teamed out to Grimes. Right back to Owens on the left wing. Jab step, drives, low block, way off the glass, no good. And another Morehead State rebound by King, her 11th. Make it her 12th. Charles now will slow things up. 70 ticks to go in the third quarter. Haley Rhodes just inside the top of the key. She'll drive the lane, misses the layup. Chambers the rebound. To Sullivan. She'll come the other way now for TTU. Under a minute to play in the third. Carter to Sullivan in the near corner. Overhead pass out to Grimes. Flash pass down to Chambers, who can't control it. Off of her fingertips as she goes to the floor and out of bounds at the TTU bench, where Morehead State will inbound.
Turnover number 14 for TTU. Morehead State with 12.
Novick will check back in, playing with four personal fouls. Jaden Rhodes to the bench. So 46.7 seconds to play here in the third quarter as the Eagles inbound. Hurst will pick up Charles three-quarter court to Novick. To Charles in the front court for Morehead State. She'll back it out near the center circle and set the half-court offense. To Sekiaroli, high right, out to Novick, around to Haley Rhodes. Hands it to Charles. Fakes, drives the lane, tries to force it up. Sandwiched by two defenders, and she's fouled as she goes up for the shot. Chambers called for the personal. And Veronica Charles will head to the free throw line.
Here comes Skylar Barnes back into the game. I was just about to say, Tom, I'm not sure if this was just sort of a matchup situation today. Skylar Barnes, she's only played 3 minutes today.
At 9 points at Tennessee State, as Charles makes the first of two free throws here, and she now has 17 points on the day. Two of two from the stripe. One more to come. It's up. It's perfect. 18 for the senior out of Nigeria from Morehead State. And it is 49-34 Eagles as they equal their largest lead.
The fourth time it's been a 15-point lead.
Hurst will inbound against full court pressure. Gets it into Chambers to Grimes. 20 to play in the quarter. As Grimes nears midcourt, guarded by Haley Rhodes. Across the division line, takes it down the left side of the lane. Nothing there to Carter at the left elbow. Bounce pass to Chambers, low block. Try to get it out to Sullivan. She'll take the pass, and her layup attempt blocked from behind by King. Ahead to Sekiaroli in transition, lays it up and in, just as the third quarter horn will sound. And Morehead State will head to the bench with its largest lead of the day, 51-34, as the third quarter ends. We'll be back with more after this here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Your mission, should you decide to accept it, is to find the best place to get a quick loan, the best place to buy or sell a firearm, the best place to buy jewelry, the lowest prices on cell phones, laptop computers, televisions, and much more. The best place to buy fishing gear, the place with 10-month layaway that's open 7 days a week for your convenience. Your mission is to visit Bypass Pawn in Morehead, Kentucky. This message will self-destruct.
When you're hungry before or after the game, make your way to Wendy's on Main Street in Morehead. Wendy's has the best old-fashioned hamburgers, fixed just the way you like them, and served hot and fresh. Or try one of their delicious chicken items, like the homestyle chicken sandwiches. If you get a craving for a Frosty, chili, or the freshest salad, Wendy's is the place. Open every night till 1 a.m. to serve you. That's Wendy's, Main Street, Morehead.
Driving with a cracked windshield is dangerous. Don't risk it. Do the right thing. Call Right Way Auto Glass in Morehead. They're local, and you'll talk with a real person. Get same-day or next-day service with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And it's free with your full or comprehensive insurance. If you can't come to our shop on Bradley Avenue in Morehead, we'll come to you. Get more details at rightwayautoglass.com. Spelled R-I-T-E-W-A-Y, autoglass.com. Have your glass installed the right way.
Whitaker Bank is dedicated to providing exceptional banking experiences to our fellow Kentuckians. This is Lisa Kidd, Morehead Area Operations Officer. I'm proud to call Morehead home and love meeting my fellow Kentuckians. Community is at the heart of what we do, and I look forward to helping you along your financial journey. So stop in and let us put our experience and customer service to work for you. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
We've played three quarters in Cookeville, and Morehead State with an impressive 51-34 lead over the women of Tennessee Tech. As we get set for fourth quarter action, I'm Tom, he's Matt. Matt, the first time these two teams met, Tennessee Tech outscored Morehead State in the paint 46-24. Eagles have flipped the script today.
30-12 points in the paint today, including that last layup by Melissa Pecoroli to put Eagles up by 17 points. So you got 10 minutes to go here, Tom. This is one where you can, you don't want to take your foot off the gas. You want to keep doing what you're doing. You can afford a little bit of a run by Tech, but you just maintain. When you get to about the four-minute mark, I think if Morehead State's still up by about 12 or 14, I'll feel pretty good.
Tech missed 11 of its last 12 shots in the third quarter. Eagle defense has been outstanding, holding the Golden Eagles to only 11 points combined in the last two quarters. Golden Eagle basketball entry pass attempt is deflected away, and a turnover on TTU as Sekiroli got the steal. To McBride, she'll work the point with Novick on the bench with four fouls. Sekiroli to Charles, thought about the straightaway three, instead passes to McBride on the left point, out to King, around to Charles, just in front of the Morehead State bench, far side. Takes it into the lane, pull-up jumper on the stop and pop, too strong, and Sullivan, the rebound for the Golden Eagles, comes the other way. Stops right elbow, again, Morehead State intercepts the entry pass. McBride the steal this time, Eagles 2-on-1, Blessing King with the finish in transition. And it is now 53-34, Morehead State. Eagles totally in control right now. Hurst, bounce pass to Hill. Low block extended across to Walker. Try to get it to Carter. Has it stripped out of her hands by Charles, but it'll go out of bounds off of V, and TTU will get it back. They'll inbound baseline, far side to our right. Carter tried to get it into Hurst, but King right there to say no, no. Out of bounds off of King, but good defensive stop right there. Carter again will try to trigger. Baseline near side this time into Hurst. Out to Hill, out top to Walker. Swings it around to the left wing to Carter. Skip pass to Hurst. Working against Sekiroli, drives in, and it looks like Mel will pick up the blocking foul as Hurst just got a step on her. For Sekiroli, personal foul number one, first of the quarter on the Eagles. And that will put Reagan Hurst at the line for two shots. Hurst had 13 points the first time these teams met a month ago. She was 6 of 11 from the field. Today, she's only 1 of 4 from the floor and has 4 points as she heads to the line here. Bailey Rhodes to the bench for the Eagles, replaced by Hall. Hurst right on the money with her first free throw. 71.6% free throw shooter on the year. Second one up, rolls and falls. 53-36 Morehead State. Charles cross to McBride here on the near side, crosses the division line and back over to Charles, deflected off of her hands, but last touched by Tennessee Tech as the ball goes out of bounds at the Morehead State bench. Sekiroli will inbound, gets it into McBride out near midcourt. 8:35 to play. Sekiroli in a double team at the right hash. Tried to knock it off of a Tennessee Tech defender and does so as it goes out of bounds. And the Eagles will still have 14 seconds to get off a shot. Sekiroli again will inbound in front of the MSU bench into McBride. Asking for Charles to come out. She does, but she'll pass to Sekiroli instead. Now to Charles.
Four on the
center
clock.
Circle. Three to shoot. Charles to McBride launches about a 28-footer. Missed the rim, got the glass, but it's a shot clock violation.
Well, on the one hand, you didn't get any points, but the other hand, you ran 30 more seconds off. Still up by...
Like you said, don't want to take your foot off the gas too quickly here. Got Tennessee Tech on the ropes, but this is a Golden Eagle team with plenty of talent and ability to come back. Carter jogs across midcourt, stops near the left hash, and now floats back between the rings. Right-handed dribble, guarded by Charles. Bounce pass to Hurst on the right wing. Working against Secchiaroli around a Hill screen. Gives it to Hill. And against Hall, kicks it far corner. Three-pointer by Anna Walker on the money. Look out. TCU has cut it back to a 14-point lead for Morehead State, 53-39. Soderlund tried to get it back outside to Charles, and she's tied up by Sullivan as Charles was double-teamed by Hurst and Sullivan. Morehead State will keep it on the alternating possession, so a bit of a break there. Haley Rhodes will check back in. Soderlund back to the Pines for Morehead State. Secchiaroli gets it into Charles. 14 on the shot clock.
2-3 going here.
To Hall at the right elbow. Back to Secchiaroli. Six to shoot as she gets it to Charles. To Secchiaroli. Fakes the three. Drives the angle. And a blocking foul as the shot clock goes to two. Bit of a bailout there as Hill called for the personal.
I guess she was moving perhaps a little bit, but man, that was,
close.
A collision.
Looks like they're going to see Charles was in the act of shooting another break there.
Secchiaroli, no, she was not. I think she was doing her flying through the air to set her feet to shoot it.
Trying to come to a jump stop. Off the mark, too strong off the neck of the iron with the first free throw. 7:21 to play in the fourth quarter. The Eagles with a double-digit lead, but you can feel the momentum starting to turn a bit. And she misses the second as well. Carter flies in for the rebound, and she'll come the other way for the Golden Eagles. To Walker on the right point, hands it to the curling Hurst, near corner to Sullivan, off the mark with a three-point try, but the offensive rebound to Carter. Brings it back outside the apex of the arc to Sullivan, drives the left side, misses the scoop shot, Hill another offensive rebound. Out to Walker, three-pointer, no good. And the rebound tapped into the hands of Secchiaroli. Three tries, 0 points for the Golden Eagles on that trip. Charles will settle things down for the Eagles. Comes back out near the center circle, standing at the top of the TTU logo. Gives it to Rhodes, right back to Charles. Now to Michaela Hall, who flashes out to take it on the left point. Hands it off to Secchiaroli. Bounce pass out to Charles, five to shoot. Comes around a screen, stop and pop from the right side of the lane, too strong. Backside offensive rebound by Haley Rhodes. Bodies to the floor, no whistle until the ball goes out of bounds and Tech will get possession. And a stoppage as Michaela Hall hops on 1 foot over to the Morehead State bench. Not a good sign as she's not putting any weight at all on her left leg. Can tell she's in some pain as she grimaces sitting down. Trainer Kyle Wolf will tend to her as Tech has possession coming into the front court. Carter to Walker. Feed down low to the breaking Hurst off the left side. Misses the shot, but she's fouled by Secchiaroli. And that will put Hurst at the free throw line. Secchiaroli picks up her second personal foul. It's the third of the quarter, make it the second of the quarter on the Eagles. Hurst at the line, deep knee bend, puts it up, got it to go. 53-40, Morehead State with the lead. Hurst will try to cut it back down to a dozen. And she does. Novick checks in, Secchiaroli checks out. Novick will take the floor with four personal fouls. But the Eagles looking for a little more sure-handed ball handling right now. Novick will dribble forward. Avoids one double team. Avoids another as she zigzags across midcourt. And TTU drops back a little bit defensively. To Charles. Skip pass over to Rhodes. Passes up a three-pointer and hands it off to Novick. Back to Rhodes. Driving against Hill, left baseline, a lot of contact, a whistle, and a foul.
Tripping foul on Hill, I think.
Yep, you are correct, sir. Number three on Kiera. And the second of the quarter on the Golden Eagles. Hill will take a seat, and Reagan Grimes checks back in for TTU. Novick will inbound baseline, near side, gets it into King, who gives it up immediately to Charles. Out top to Novick, around the horn to Haley Rhodes. One bounce, back to Novick. Asks for King to come out. Novick tried to penetrate, got cut off. Passes cross court to Charles. Stops inside the key, backs out, gives it to Novick. Drives into the lane, puts it up with one hand as the shot clock said one. It was no good, and Walker the rebound for TTU. The Carter brings it ahead, drives the lane, scoops it up, and it rolls and falls. 53-43, back to a 10-point game, 5:15 to play. Morehead State the lead and the leather, but Haley Rhodes has it taken away from her. Here comes Hurst, gets it to Sullivan, just inside the arc on the right wing. She'll back out a couple of steps, a whistle as the entry pass went to Walker, but Haley Rhodes called for a foul down low against Morehead State. Number four on Haley, and we are one tick shy of the five-minute mark here in quarter number four. Inbounds floated out to Grimes. She'll drive the lane against King, scoops it up, no good. King up strong for the rebound for the Eagles. To Charles, now to Novick. She'll angle toward the Morehead State bench as she comes across midcourt. Now out to Charles. Back to Novick. Rotates around the top of the arc. Drives left side of the lane. High off the glass and through.
Wow, that ended a 4:25 scoring drought.
And a 9-0 run for TTU. Eagles needed that. Walker out to Carter. Working against Haley Rhodes with those four fouls. Around to Grimes. Now to Sullivan. Drives the baseline. Gets cut off. Tried to get it ahead to Walker, and it's taken away by Morehead State. Big steal there for the Eagles. Novick with the basketball. Out to Charles. 4:12 to play. We'll have a media timeout at the next dead ball, but the Eagles running as much clock as they can right here. To Rhodes, shot clock to 10. Rhodes near the right hash. Working against Grimes. Crossover dribble. Drives the lane. Off the glass. Rolls. Will not fall. And the rebound caroms to Sullivan. She'll come across midcourt. Passes ahead to Carter. Catch and shoot lefty three. Too strong, no good. Rebound out of bounds off of Walker, and Morehead State will have it after this media timeout. 3:45 left in regulation, and Morehead State continues to lead by double digits over Tennessee Tech, 55-43, as we go to the break here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Gateway Cycles at Mount Sterling has CF Moto side-by-sides built to fit any job, shed, or budget. The new U-Force lineup of hard-working machines feature the perfect model for your needs. Like the U-Force 600 series, perfect for any farm, cabin, or ranch. With a 580cc engine and powerful winch, you can't go wrong with this workhorse. How about the U-Force 1000 featuring a three-person bench? Take your family and friends on this one. No matter what U-Force machine you choose, you've got a work partner that can handle their own. Stop by Gateway Cycles in Mount Sterling, GatewayCycles.com.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Morehead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Now at Hardee's, two hand-breaded chicken tender wraps are only $5. Mix and match your favorite flavors like buttermilk ranch, honey mustard, and spicy. Endless combinations start with two warm tortillas, each filled with 100% white meat, juicy on the inside, crispy on the outside, hand-breaded chicken tenders. Any two wraps, now just $5. Hardee's, goodness in the making. These items only. Price and participation may vary. Tax not included. Visit restaurant for details.
Are you having trouble with your Medicare benefits cards, such as utilities, grocery, and over-the-counter? The Porter Group Medicare Resource Center is here to help you with those issues. Call us at 606-780-1387, and we will be glad to help you with your plan perks, diabetic supplies, prepaid cards, and more. That's 606-780-1387. Find us online at portergroupinsurance.com.
Back to Cookeville. 3:45 remaining, and Morehead State's women on top of Tennessee Tech 55-43. Tom Lewis and Matt Schaber with you. Matt, Morehead State has really taken it to Tennessee Tech, but the Golden Eagles not quite ready to give it up just yet.
They're not. I mean, it's a 12-point game. You feel like you're pretty, I just said a few minutes ago, if you get it to 12 or 14 under four, you might feel comfortable, but I'm just not sure. It's been kind of all over the place the last few minutes, and this has really been a game of runs and droughts. It's been weird. Teams will go on 8 or 9-0 runs. The other team will have a big drought, and then it'll flip-flop, and it's just one of those strange defensive-type games. But it felt more of like it's a good offensive game, but it really has turned into much more of a defensive struggle. Yeah.
Both teams shooting 28.6% here in the fourth quarter. Eagle basketball, still in the backcourt. Charles gets it to Novick. Passes over a double team to Rhodes to avoid a 10-second violation. Cross-court to Charles, now out to Novick. 16 to shoot. To Rhodes, right back to Novick, out high left. Dribbles around Sullivan, kicks it to Rhodes. Entry pass to her twin, Jaden. She lost the handle. Scramble for the basketball on the floor, and it's Carter coming up with it. Gives it to Hurst. Ahead to Sullivan up the far side. She's just outside the arc. Gives it up to Carter. Entry pass to Walker, but a three-second violation. Wow.
You're going to wait all the way till the end of the game and call that. It probably was true.
And that's against Anna Walker, who's got one of the best basketball IQs in the OVC. Plus, she's a senior, preseason OVC pick. But a big mistake there for Tennessee Tech. Novick gets it across midcourt for the Eagles as we tick down to the three-minute mark.
It'll be down to around 2.5 if you run it all the way down here.
Charles. Ooh. Dangerous cross-court pass to Novick. Skip pass back to Rhodes. Cutting from the near side, and she'll lay it up and in. 57-43, Morehead State. Owens bounce pass to Walker. Going to work against Rhodes. Charles comes over to help out. Ties her up. And a jump ball will go Tennessee Tech's way this time. Good help side defense by Veronica Charles right there. 22 left on the shot clock, 2:40 on the game clock. Carter gets it out top to Owens as she inbounds baseline. Owens step back three, splash. Malia Owens has been quiet for the most part today, but she moves into double figures. That's her second three-pointer on 8 tries. Novick fights out of a double team, gets it to King in the front court. Now to Charles. Softly tosses it back out to Novick in the logo. Bounce pass to Rhodes, across to Charles. 2:15 to play. Charles dribbles around Carter, works the right baseline, kicks it near side to Rhodes. Out to Novick, wide open three, too short, but the offensive rebound by Haley Rhodes. 2 minutes to go. Charles, cross court to Haley Rhodes. Out to Novick. Splits defenders, kicks it back out, left point to Charles. 4 to shoot, Charles to the right elbow, kicks to Haley Rhodes, three-pointer off the rim, no good. Anna Walker, the rebound, and has it stripped out of her hands. It'll go out of bounds, TTU possession. That was a huge offensive rebound for Haley Rhodes.
Yeah, it didn't get any points, but it ran another 30
Absolutely.
Seconds off.
We're down to 1:45 to play. Morehead State up 11. I was about to say the shot clock was set at 20. They corrected that. Now it's at 30. Full court pressure by the Eagles. Smart decision. Make the Golden Eagles work.
Timeout.
And a timeout by Kim Rosemond of Tennessee Tech. We'll keep it here.
30, but this will go to a media because this is the first called timeout. Yep.
Okay. We'll take a break then. 1:45 to play here in Cookeville. It's Morehead State 47, Tennessee State 46. 57-46 here on the Eagles Sports Network.
Hothead Salon in Pinecrest Plaza, Morehead, is the official hair salon of Morehead State Athletics. Men, women, and children, Hotheads makes everyone look their best, and walk-ins are always welcome. Hotheads is an integrity scruple salon and carries only the best hair care products. Call 784-4688 for an appointment. That's 784-HOTT. Or drop in and see Beverly and her staff. The doors open at 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday for your convenience. Hotheads Salon in Morehead. Like them on Facebook.
The always ready for breakfast deal.
Going to bed already?
Yep. Breakfast at Mickey D's tomorrow.
So?
Sooner I go to bed, sooner it'll be morning. Sooner I'll be at Mickey D's.
This is actually brilliant.
You can come too. Turn out that light.
For a limited time, buy a sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles. Get another for a dollar. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Valid for product of equal or lesser value.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Moorhead and Owingsville.
When it comes to building, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Moorhead is the place to start. We can help in every phase of your project from the ground up. Big Four has the lumber, trusses, and the metal or shingles you'll need too. In other words, bring those plans to us and we'll make that plan happen. From the kitchen cabinets to windows and doors, it's Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Moorhead, helping Rowan and surrounding counties to build their dreams for over 45 years. Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware on Flemingsburg Road at I-64 in Moorhead. Ace is the helpful place.
We don't have a yellow brick road to follow, but we're still easy to find here off the beaten path in Moorhead and Rowland County, Kentucky. Go to visitmoorhead.com and plan your getaway to this land of towering rock formations, of a giant lake with 40-pound fish and great sailing, of more than 100 miles of happy trails, of art galleries and museums, and of friendly folks who serve great food and drink and always make you feel welcome.
.145 remaining in the women's half of today's OVC Women's Men's Basketball doubleheader in Cookeville, Tennessee. And right now, Moorhead State leads Tennessee Tech 57-46. As the Eagles continue to hold that double-digit advantage, Tennessee Tech has tried to mount a bit of a comeback. They're outscoring the Eagles 12-6 in the fourth quarter. But, Matt, Moorhead State just will not give up that double-digit edge.
No, it's been that way the whole game. Now, Moorhead State also, as we get into crunch time here, remember the Eagles have all four timeouts remaining. Tech, only just one left.
Full-court pressure as Carter crosses midcourt near side. Gives it up to Hurst, working against Novick with four fouls. The far corner to Walker, catch-and-shoot three-pointer off the front of the iron. No good, rebound tapped around. And corralled by Moorhead State's Jaden Rhodes. And she passed to Charles and a whistle and a foul on TTU.
Yeah, Tech's going to have to start.
Reagan Grimes will pick that one up.
Just the third foul in this quarter, so it looks like they may try to get to a free throw game here.
Only the second personal against Reagan. Full court pressure as the Eagles try to inbound. Novick gets it in on the bounce pass to Haley Rhodes, and she's immediately fouled. I believe that'll be Carter.
Four.
Peyton Carter. That is her first. Number four on TTU. So next foul.
They bring in Paris McBride as a ball handler and take out King.
Novick looking, guarded by Hurst. It comes into McBride. Ahead to Novick into the front court.
Open,
all alone underneath is Jaden Rhodes, who lays it up and through.
Great breaking the pressure there.
1:12 to play. Hurst in a hurry the other way. She'll drive around Novick, and Katie just picked up her fifth personal foul. Hurst will go to the line. That's freshman mistake. You do not want to give TTU the opportunity to score with the clock stopped here. 59-46 the score, but still 69 seconds to go. And Novick will foul out.
I don't know, you'd almost be better if she got by her there, I don't know, screaming or something.
Yeah.
Just don't foul,
yeah.
You know.
Soderlund will check back in to replace Novick. So one European for another. As Hurst makes the first of two free throws. 59-47 Moorhead State. Second one up, it's also good. 59-48. McBride takes the inbound. And we've got a whistle. And it's like Hurst just picked up a personal foul, sending Moorhead State to the line. Number four on Hurst. Blessing King checks back in for the Eagles. Soderlund back to the bench. Eagles 67 ticks away from a big OVC road victory here. Harris McBride at the line. First one up, got it. Harris hasn't shot a lot of free throws this year. She's 82% overall. And still perfect in OVC play. 6-for-6 in conference action. Extends the MSU lead back to 13. TTU gets it inbounds to Grimes, streaking ahead. Tries to get around Blessing King. Missed the shot, but Paris McBride called for a blocking foul. Coming over to try to help. That will send Grimes to the line. Another opportunity for points and without the clock moving for the Golden Eagles. 1 minute, 1 second remain. Grimes eyes, fires, hits the first. Give her 5 points on the day. She's 3 of 3 from the stripe. Second one is airborne. It's also good. 61-50, Morehead State. McBride splits defenders, and she's fouled from behind, and she'll go back to the free throw line. That's on Malia Owens. Number 2 on Owens. And again, Morehead State, as far as situationally, making some substitutions. King, again, replacing Soderlund. McBride at the line, makes the first. She has 3. And they've all come at the free throw line just in the last few seconds. Second one up, also good. And the Eagles back to a 13-point edge. And it looks like Morehead State may want a timeout to talk some things over. Actually, they're pointing at the Tennessee Tech pitch.
Called it.
Full timeout. We'll keep it here, though, Matt. They may come back a little early on us being a team called timeout. But it's been a great effort by Morehead State's women. Don't forget the MSU men are in action here at the conclusion of the women's game, taking on Tennessee Tech. The Eagles in first place in the OVC men's standings, taking on a Tennessee Tech team that's been ravaged by injuries this year and hoping to come away with a road sweep through the state of Tennessee this weekend as they come off a victory at Tennessee State. And then the Eagles will be back in action at home this coming Thursday. Women taking on SIUE at 6 o'clock, and then the men will be back in action on national television on ESPNU, also against SIU Edwardsville. 9 o'clock tip for the men in that game.
Well, come on out for that game. That's a little bit later tip. Sometimes those early games, folks getting off work and things like that, get there a little bit later, but you know, you'll have time on Thursday. Come on out to a great doubleheader.
Thursday night, usually party night on the Morehead State campus. Good way to get that party started with a Morehead State basketball doubleheader.
You can't stay up late and listen on the radio.
That's right.
It will be late. I tell you what, that game has the potential to go into Friday. Hopefully not. But
the partying probably will too, though. Tennessee Tech basketball. Hurst left wide, or Walker rather, wide open for a right wing three. She cuts it back to a 10-point game, hitting that triple. McBride trapped in the corner, and she's fouled. That will go against Carter. Carter picks up her second. And McBride will head back to the free throw line, where she's a perfect 4 of 4 today. 50 seconds to play. And Morehead State still leads by double digits, 63-53, with McBride's free throws to come. Still perfect as she makes the first. McBride has dealt with a knee issue the entire season, wearing a knee brace on that right knee. Seems like she's got a different combination of wraps and braces every time out. Second free throw rattles but will not fall, so she ends her perfect free throw shooting streak in OVC play. Tech the other way. Walker fakes the three, drives in a couple of steps against King, but misses the pull-up jumper. Rebound tapped out of bounds. It'll stay TTU basketball. 38.8 ticks remain. Carter inbound baseline, far side. Gets it into Hurst in the corner, out to Walker. to Grimes straight away around to Carter. She'll try the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound tapped to Veronica Charles for Morehead State. She'll streak up the right side. Tried to dribble through a double team, and she's fouled as she goes to the floor. That could have gone against Hurst or Owens. That'll go against Owens. Number three on the preseason OVC Player of the Year.
Well, Owens had ended up with double digits today, but right now 4 of 16 shooting, just 2 of 8 from behind the arc.
Two straight games. She's been pretty much ice cold. Charles, first free throw is good. Increases the Eagle lead back to a dozen. Charles will try to make it a baker's dozen here. But she can't as it's too short. Grimes slashes in for the rebound. She'll dribble the other way. Gets double-teamed by the Rhodes twins, and then a steal by Charles. One on two. Thought about taking it the length, but wants to run clock instead as she'll back it back out high, and it looks like TTU's waving the white flag as they'll back off defensively. And Charles will let the shot clock and game clock run out. And Morehead State ends its three-game winning streak in an impressive fashion, knocking off the Golden Eagles of Tennessee Tech 65-53 this afternoon in Cookeville. We'll take a break and come back with our postgame right after this on the Eagles Sports Network.
The views are breathtaking. The experience is hands-on. The instruction is personal. The programs are nationally ranked. The atmosphere is welcoming. It's all here, all in one unique place, at Morehead State University, all to help you soar higher.
Can't make it to the store? Play the Kentucky Lottery online, any time of the day or night, anywhere you are in Kentucky. Just download the Kentucky Lottery app or play at kylottery.com. You decide where and when you want to play. Play the Kentucky Lottery online, anywhere, anytime. More games, more chances to win. Hey, anytime is playtime. The Kentucky Lottery, fueling more than $4.4 billion in scholarships and grants. And please play responsibly. Remember, it's just a game.
Is your current financial advisor really listening to you, or just waiting for their turn to talk? Wes A. Holland, your Cave Run area Edward Jones financial advisor, is here, ready to listen. He wants to know what's important to you. Wes wants to learn about your goals, so that by working together, he can put you on the financial path that's right for you. Call Wes A. Holland at 606-780-0248 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Great seats at a great price. Get them safer, simpler, and smarter with Ticket Smarter. A proud partner to the biggest names in live sports and events, including ESPN events and iHeartRadio, Ticket Smarter has seats for over 125,000 live events and 48 million tickets for sale. All backed with the Ticket Smarter 100% ticket guarantee. Thinking about your next great live event? Think smarter. Think Ticket Smarter. Get your tickets your way guaranteed at TicketSmarter.com.
Cookeville, Tennessee, where Morehead State's women come up with an impressive 65-53 victory over the Golden Eagles of Tennessee Tech. Joined now by MSU coach Kayla Petrie. Kayla, early in this game, Blessing King took a shot to the mouth. Big picture, though, Tennessee Tech took a shot to the mouth from you collectively. You took it right to them today.
Well, first off, just so much respect for Coach Roseman and this program. I've said it since I got the job at Morehead State, that she has done what I aspire our program to be. They win, they're classy, they win with good girls, they always play so hard. So much respect for them, so much respect for this crowd. So one thing that I preached is how hard it was going to be to play here. And if you remember, at our place, the start absolutely killed us. Mm-hmm. And so the thing that we talked about was it was going to be even more electric here with the light show and the fans. Yeah. And these band guys over here, they're fantastic. I mean, they remembered our manager's name from last year.
Gosh.
They were like, where's Jack?
Oh my gosh.
I mean, I'm going to have to tell him. But these fans are very much invested. But all the credit in the world to the girls. They came just with tenacious energy and effort and fight. One thing that really killed us at our pet lace and has been plaguing us a little bit is the points in the paint. Like, it feels like every time I'm over here, we talk about getting doubled up and doubled up points in the paint. And that's what happened at our place. It was like 46-24 or something like that. I'm not sure. And then today is 38-14. And so that's the collective team defense that we tweaked our lineup, went with a little bit bigger lineup. Michaela Hall stepped up, did great. Jaden Rhodes did fantastic, blessing. And then we were double teaming and, you know, still containing the shooters.
Right.
But just big time effort by every single person. We said, you know, you may don't be offended if you go in for 2 seconds. I mean, Tilly right there at the end, in and out, because she's an excellent free throw shooter. I mean, and everybody was like that through the course of the game, because we knew that this would come down. Even when we got up so big, I was like, this is far from over. Every possession matters. They're not going away. And I'm honestly, until that buzzer, whatever you call it, buzz, I didn't feel confident. And so I'm just so proud of the girls. Defense. That second quarter was awesome for us. Anytime you can hold a high-octane offense like these guys to 4 points in Division I basketball in front of this crowd, that's good defense.
Absolutely.
Golly, I could talk all kinds of coach speak, whatever stats you want, but I'm just so proud of them.
And you should be. We do need to keep it kind of short with the men's game coming up, but I do want to ask you, you end a three-game losing streak. We've talked about this 18-round OVC fight, but to get this one back against Tennessee Tech, knowing you've got 2 games back at home.
It's big time.
How big
for
is this?
Big time. You know, every game's important, but we've talked about it. That we said we have to defend our home court. We have to split the weekends, and you know, we would have loved to have gotten that Tennessee State game, but shoot, there's so much parity in the league.
Yeah.
I mean, every game's a big game, right?
Absolutely.
Most important game's the next one on the schedule, so we'll be in a great mood until we get home. We do play pretty good on the road, though.
You do,
don't we?
Absolutely do. I think with this, you have a winning record on the road in conference play. So.
Hey, we have a winning record in overall conference
Absolutely
play and
do.
Overall on the season.
Absolutely
don't we?
Do. Yes, you do.
All
11
right.
and 10.
All right.
Congratulations.
Thanks. See
you. Coach Kayla Petrie. We'll be back with more after this on the Eagle Sports Network.
Same quality care, 2 convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
In this world of constant updates, downloads, apps, and smartphones, it's a relief to find simple, easy, basic solutions. My name is Mitch Terrell with First Federal Savings and Loan, and we've been keeping things simple since 1963. With one-on-one interaction, we streamline your lending and savings needs. Come see us at 211 West Main Street in downtown Moorhead, or call us at 784-4187 and be a part of our local experience. First Federal Savings and Loan, simple, easy, basic solutions. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Driving with a cracked windshield is dangerous. Don't risk it. Do the right thing. Call Right Way Auto Glass in Moorhead. They're local, and you'll talk with a real person. Get same-day or next-day service with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And it's free with your full or comprehensive insurance. If you can't come to our shop on Bradley Avenue in Moorhead, we'll come to you. Get more details at rightwayautoglass.com. Spelled R-I-T-E-W-A-Y, autoglass.com. Have your glass installed the right way.
Our great-grandfather opened the first tent meal store in 1918 to serve area farmers. We later opened our first feed mill, not only to serve our friends and neighbors, but also to more conveniently feed our own cattle. For 4 generations, our business has continued to grow and evolve to meet the needs of hardworking farm families. Though times have changed, our commitment to providing you with the highest quality products and knowledgeable customer service is as strong as ever. We invite you to see for yourself. Hinton Mills. Serving farmers since 1918.
65-53, Moorhead State's women knock off Tennessee Tech in the first half of today's women's men's OVC basketball doubleheader. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to Morehead State Basketball on the Eagle Sports Network.
You're in tune to Ivy, 96.3 FM, WIVY Morehead, the flagship station of Morehead State University Athletics.
Running a bit short as we've got the men's game coming up here shortly, so we'll keep our look at the numbers abbreviated, look at just some of our top scorers for the day. Morehead State led in scoring by Veronica Charles, a big 19 points, 14 for Haley Rhodes, the two Eagles in double figures, three Tennessee Tech players in double digits, all with 10 points, Hurst, Owens, and Hill. We'll take one more break and come back and wrap up our women's coverage right after this on the Eagle Sports Network.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings.
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
Your annual homecoming tailgate party was a rousing success. You caught up with your weird cousin Phil. You and your buddy Dave were crowned cornhole champions. Your famous potato salad drew rave reviews. The home team even won. But the best part was what didn't happen. You didn't drive home buzzed. You got a ride home from your cousin Phil, who may be weird, but also definitely sober. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid with funds through the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety.
65-53, Morehead State's women victorious over Tennessee Tech today in Cookeville. With the win, Morehead State improves to 11-10 overall, 6-4 in conference play, and Tennessee Tech falls to 9-12 with a 4-6 conference ledger. Don't forget our Morehead State men's basketball game against Tennessee Tech coming up here momentarily. We'll step out to wrap things up with our women's coverage and be right back with our men's action with Chuck Mraz bringing you the play-by-play. For my partner, Matt Schaber, our studio engineer, Ian Corbin, I'm Tom Lewis. Thanks for listening on the Eagle Sports Network.
You've been listening to Morehead State Basketball on the Eagle Sports Network. MSU broadcasts are sponsored by Eagle Family Sports Pass, Buffalo Wild Wings, Ticket Smarter, the Kentucky Department of Highway Safety, Citizens Bank Morehead, Giovanni's, Tim Short Auto Group, Pepsi, Kentucky Lottery, Whitaker Bank Morehead, and MSU Soar Higher. By Allen's IGA, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware, Bypass Pawn, Clark's Pump and Shop, First Federal Savings and Load, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hardee's, Hinton Mills, Hothead Salon, Linex of Morehead, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Morehead Tourism, Porter Group Insurance, Right Way Auto Glass, St. Clair Healthcare, Wendy's of Morehead, and Whitaker Bank Morehead. Tune in all season long for Morehead State University basketball on the Eagle Sports Network.